हरे जय यमुना तीरवन चारे जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी
श्रीमद भागवतम की जय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
We are reading from 9th canto, 13th chapter, text 11.
देववुचुः विदेहवुष्यातं कामम् लोचनेषु शरीरिणाम् उन्मशेन निमेषाभ्यम् लक्षितो अध्यात्मा संसितः देव उचुः विदेहा उष्यातं कामम् लोचनेषु शरीरिणाम् उन्मशेन निमेषाभ्यम् लक्षितो अध्यात्म संस्थितः देववुचुः वितेहा उष्यातं कामम् लोचनेषु शरीरिणाम् ఉన్మషేన నిమేషాభ్యం లక్షితో అధ్యాత్మ సంశితః. దేహావుష్యతాం కామం లోచనేషు శరీరిణా ఉన్మషేన నిమేషాభ్యాం లక్షితోధ్యాత్మ సంస్థితః. దేహావుష్యతాం కామం లోచనేషు శరీరిణా ఉన్మషేన నిమేషాభ్యాం.
దేవ ఉచుః. ద డెమిగాడ్ సెడ్, వితేహః, వితౌట్ ఎనీ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ, ఉష్యతాం, యు లివ్, కామం, యాస్ యు లైక్, లోచనేషు, ఇన్ ద విషన్, శరీరినాం, ఆఫ్ దోస్ హు హవ్ మెటీరియల్ బాడీస్, ఉన్మేషన నిమేషాభ్యాం, బికమ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ అండ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ అన్మేనిఫెస్ట్ యాస్ యు డిసైర్. లక్షితః, హ్యావింగ్ సీన్, అధ్యాత్మ సంస్థితః, సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ ఎ స్పిరిచువల్ బాడీ. ద డెమిగాడ్ సెడ్, లెట్ మహారాజ్ నిమి లివ్ వితౌట్ ఎ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ, లెట్ హిమ్ లివ్ ఇన్ ఎ స్పిరిచువల్ బాడీ యాజ్ అ పర్సనల్ అసోసియేట్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్హెడ్, అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు హిస్ డిసైర్ లెట్ హిమ్ బి మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఆర్ అన్మేనిఫెస్ట్ టు కామన్ మెటీరియలీ ఎంబాడీడ్ పీపుల్. పర్పోర్ట్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ద డెమిగాడ్స్ వాంటెడ్ మహారాజ్ నిమి టు కమ్ టు లైఫ్, బట్ మహారాజ్ నిమి డిడ్ నాట్ వాంట్ టు అక్సెప్ట్ అనదర్ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ. అండర్ ద సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్, హ్యావింగ్ బీన్ రిక్వెస్టెడ్ బై ద సెయింట్లీ పర్సన్స్, గేవ్ హిమ్ ద బెనిడిక్షన్ దట్ హీ వుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు స్టే ఇన్ ఎ స్పిరిచువల్ బాడీ. దెర్ ఆర్ టూ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ బాడీస్ యాజ్ జనరలీ అండర్స్టూడ్ బై కామన్ మెన్. ద టర్మ్ స్పిరిచువల్ బాడీ ఈజ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ టేకన్ టు రెఫర్ టు ఏ గాస్లీ బాడీ, ఆన్ ఇంపయస్ మ్యాన్ హూ డైస్ ఆఫ్టర్ సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఇన్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ కండమ్డ్ సో దట్ ఈ కెనాట్ పొసెస్ ఎ గ్రాస్ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ ఆఫ్ ఫైవ్ మెటీరియల్ ఎలమెంట్స్, బట్ మస్ట్ లివ్ ఇన్ అ సటిల్ బాడీ ఆఫ్ మైండ్, ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్ ఈగో. హవెవర్, యాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత, డివోటీస్ క్యాన్ గివ్ అప్ ద మెటీరియల్ బాడీ అండ్ అటైన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ బాడీ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ మెటీరియల్ టింజెస్, గ్రాస్ అండ్ సటిల్. త్యాక్త్వా దేహం పునర్జన్మ నైతి మాం ఏతిషో అర్జున. Thus the demigods gave King Nimi the benediction that he would be able to stay in a purely spiritual body, free from all gross and subtle material contamination. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can be seen or unseen according to his own transcendental desire. Similarly, a devotee, being Jivan Mukta, can be seen or not as he chooses. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Nagam Prakasha Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavrita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is not manifest to everyone and anyone. To the common man, he is unseen. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Ragyam Indriyai. Krishna and his name, fame, qualities and paraphernalia cannot be materially understood unless one is advanced in spiritual life. Sevan Mukehi Jivato. One cannot see Krishna. Therefore, the ability to see Krishna depends on Krishna's mercy. The same privilege of being seen or unseen according to one's own desire was given to Maharaj Nimi. Thus, he lived in his original spiritual body as an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Unmilitam Yena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakatam Hayam Tatati Swapatantikam Ye Krishna Karuna Shindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanushrute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarupasya Krupa Sindhupaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Girim Yatkrupa Tamaham Mande Shri Guru Dinataranam. With all the like exalted Vaishnavas assembled here, I am getting really nervous. So I seek the blessings of the devotees so that we can touch upon at least some points which is going to be of relevance to us. This particular verse has so many different things which we can discuss. In the interest of time, we have like 14 more minutes to officially end. So in the interest of time, I'm going to be like looking at like one specific point. So where like, you know, Srila Prabhupada writes, therefore, the ability to see Krishna depends on Krishna's mercy. So let's look at like, you know, this particular like aspect of mercy of Lord Krishna. There are so many like, you know, like different pastimes which we can think of when we try to understand the mercy aspect of the Lord. Because just now we like, you know, chanted Damodarashtakam, and all of us know the pastime of Lord Damodar. There also Lord Krishna exhibits like, you know, how important it is to have the mercy, access to his mercy. So without the mercy of the Lord, we cannot do anything. So we need to depend on the mercy of the Lord. So if we look in our scriptures, again, there are like so many like in like different pastimes, one point which is again and again mentioned is that how Lord Krishna is very, very eager to provide us with his mercy. So we see it in the pastime of Gopakumar and like others, how the Lord is so merciful, is so eager to provide us with his mercy. And scriptures also teaches us that if we take one step towards Krishna, he takes at least 1,000 steps towards us. So in essence, though our endeavor is really important, like Mother Yashoda, she was trying to bind Lord Krishna. Because he is everything, he is the origin of everything. How can any rope in the world can be used to bind him? So it is not at all possible. Because he is he's unbound. But he lets his devotees bind him with the rope of their love. So that is what we see from the pastime of Lord Damodar. How Lord Damodar, by seeing Mother Yashoda's endeavor, she was keep on endeavoring. She is keep on trying to bring more and more ropes so that she can somehow tie Lord Krishna. By seeing that endeavor, the Lord, he provided his mercy. So whenever the Lord sees our endeavor, he gives us his mercy. But in different lectures, Srila Prabhupada did mention that it is very, 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 very difficult to please Lord Krishna. It is very difficult to please Lord Krishna. If we are going to be asking for some material benediction, please give me a nice car or nice house or nice this or nice that, then he'll say okay, you take it. But if you want pure devotional service, he is not that easily pleased. He gives lot of test. So only when we pass the test, then he is going to give us pure devotional service. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada also mentions in other classes that it is very, very easy to please Krishna. In one hand, it is so difficult to please Lord Krishna. In the other hand, it is very easy to please him. We need to know the right method. If a father is very angry with the child, the father can take shelter of the mother. And the father might be coming and chastising the child, and mother will be intervening and saying it's okay. He or she is a very small child, so let it go this time. So because the mother is going to be intervening on behalf of the child, because the father has a very strong relationship with the mother, so the reciprocation is going to be very, very different. It is very going to be very easy for the child to get protection. Similarly, for us to take direct shelter of Krishna is not possible, especially us knowing that it is very difficult to please Lord Krishna. But how can we please Lord Krishna? By taking shelter of those who are very, very dear to him. That's why it is really important for us to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara, because they are so dear to Lord Krishna. Though we are saying that it is very difficult to please Lord Krishna, he is so eager for us to go back home to Godhead. He is so eager, he is providing us with unlimited number of opportunities to go back home to Godhead. And much more merciful than him is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Mahavadanyaya. So instead of Lord Krishna, he demands so many things. He is not saying that you come to me, I will take care of everything. First of all, he says, Sarva Dharma and Paritaksha, you have to abandon all the religions. దెన్ యూ సరెండర్ అన్ టు మీ, దెన్ ఐ విల్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ యూ. ఈ ఇస్ గివింగ్ లైక్ యూ నో లైక్ ఆల్ దిస్ లైక్ కండిషన్స్, ఇఫ్ యూ డూ దిస్ ఐ విల్ డూ దట్ ఫర్ యూ. బట్ వెన్ యూ సీ లైక్ యూ నో చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, ఈ డజన్ గివ్ లైక్ ఈ డజన్ పుట్ ఎనీ కండిషన్స్, రాదర్ లైక్ యూ నో ఈవన్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ నాట్ అప్రోచింగ్ హిమ్, ఈస్ రీచింగ్ అవుట్ టు దెమ్, ఈస్ చేసింగ్ దెమ్ ఆఫ్టర్ through like you know like Nityananda Prabhu and like you know like all the like you know devotees like you know who are going out for book distribution and Harinam Sankirtan. Though someone might not be interested in surrendering to Lord Krishna or surrendering to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, still he is going out to like you know bring everyone back to Lord Krishna. So he is like much more like merciful. So in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like you know, like if you see like our own Srila Prabhupada, like how merciful he was and he is. So without Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we will not even like you know like have like access to Srimad Bhagavatam right now. Like you know, like all of us have like you know like assembled here and reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different than Lord Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of Lord Krishna. And we have like, you know, like access to like Srimad Bhagavatam. And even we don't need to go to like you know bookstore to get it. Like you know, we can like order online, or we don't even need to do that. The devotees are so mercifully going door to door and distributing Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada like you know made that mercy even more accessible. So as we see like you know our Guru Parampara system, though Lord Krishna is so eager to give his mercy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was even much more eager to give the mercy, and Srila Prabhupada even more eager to give mercy, and we see like you know like our own spiritual masters and like other devotees, they are traveling 24 hours a day, like you know going to like you know this country, that country, different places, like you know sacrificing everything. They don't like you know get proper sleep and proper prasadam. They are sacrificing everything so that they can freely distribute the mercy of the Lord. So that is like you know one thing which I wanted to like point out, how our entire Guru Parampara is made up of the mercy, the distribution of mercy. And in different places the scriptures indicate that especially in Kali Yuga, we don't have any qualification. We don't have any qualification to receive any spiritual knowledge. But still we have the highest qualification. What is that highest qualification? We came in contact with the devotees who are distributing that costless mercy. So but the disadvantage, though like you know we have we are the great recipient of the causeless mercy from different devotees, the disadvantage is that when something is going to be like available to us for free in an like in abundance, it is very easy for us to like you know not value that. Like you know when we have so much things in abundance, like you know we don't like value that. So there is a saying in India that those who are living in Tirumala, that is where Lord Balaji is, like you know Lord Balaji is very famous in India, like you know everyone goes to take darshan of Balaji. And in the past people used to stand in line for like you know many days, not even like number of hours. Now I think it is more like 4 hours you need to stand in line to take maybe like you know 5 second darshan of Balaji if you are lucky. If you are not lucky, like in you know, less than a second you are gone. So when we have that kind of system in place, because we are going to be taking darshan of the deity just for less than a second, then we value that. So the saying goes that for those who are living in like near the temple of Lord Balaji, they might not take darshan of Lord Balaji for many years, but people throughout India and throughout the different countries, they come to take darshan of Lord Balaji. So whenever we have the great fortune of associating with devotees, and whenever we have the great fortune of taking darshan of the Lord, anytime we want, in the form of the deity, or in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, or in the form of the holy name. When we have this access, which is not even available for the greatest of demigods, but it is very easily available to us by the causeless mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our great Guru Parampara. So it is our duty to understand fully about the how grateful we have to be to receive such a great benediction of this causeless mercy. So unless we are going to be meditating on this every day, we are going to be taking things for granted. So when we take things for granted, we are going to be committing tons and tons of offenses. So that's why we see that devotees who are very new to Krishna consciousness, they receive lot of joy. When they come and join the temple, and when they start their devotional service, they get lot of happiness. And after some time, we see that happiness kind of subsides. Why? Because when we are so young in Krishna consciousness, if someone says Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we say, okay, I accept. Though I don't have full conviction, I accept. And when someone says, devotees are so great, so we should not commit offenses, then everyone says, Prabhu, you are the greatest devotee in the world. The new devotee will go and praise all the devotees. So that is good and bad. It is good because they are not committing any offenses. And then when we stay in Krishna consciousness for a little longer, then we think, maybe this devotee is correct. Maybe I am a great devotee after all. When we start thinking like that, our fall down starts immediately. That's why it is very, very important for us to always remember the pastime of Lord Damodar. Mother Yashoda was only able to bind Lord Damodar because of her constant endeavor. And not only that constant endeavor is not sufficient by itself. We need to receive the mercy of the Lord. And He is not going to be so easily giving the mercy. By seeing our endeavor, He might choose to give His mercy. Again, because we are endeavoring doesn't mean that He is obligated to give His mercy. It is not like that. But He can choose to give His mercy. So that's why we need to always endeavor. And another thing which is very important here is the mood. So Mother Yashoda, she was doing all these endeavors in as a service to Lord Krishna. Out of her love for Lord Krishna, she was thinking, if I am not going to be correcting Lord Krishna, he is becoming so naughty. As a mother, I need to correct him. If I am not going to be correcting him, he is going to be a mischievous child. So for his own benefit, I need to do this service. So that was her mood. Out of her love for Lord Krishna, she was doing that endeavor of binding him. So that mood is very, very important. Lot of times that is another thing which we often do when as we progress in our spiritual life, we get used to different activities. We might be coming here and giving Srimad Bhagavatam classes, or offering aarti to the deities, or dressing the deities, or chanting the Maha Mantra. So we get used to all these activities, and after some time we think that, I just need to do this. I am the 4 o'clock pujari, so let me come here and do my service and go home. So that is the tendency like, you know, like which, like, you know, like often if we are not careful, we develop. So we need to understand that the most important part of any service is the mood, the love, that emotion. That is the most important aspect. Whatever else we are doing is just a tool to express our love. So, like, you know, like we might be like cooking an opulent like bhoga for the Lord. That opulent bhoga is not the essence. What is the essence? Like, you know, the love with which we are making that bhoga. Like, you know, like how, what a great opportunity like we received to cook for Lord Krishna. And when we cook with that particular mood, when we chant with that particular mood, when we like, you know, like offer service to the Lord with that particular mood, so that is what counts as endeavor. Not merely like, you know, going on the altar and like, you know, rotating seven times, like, you know, 7, 2, 3, like 4, 2, 3, 7, like that, you know, mechanically, like we can ring the bell in one hand and, like, you know, like do all these nice rounds and thinking that, wow, like all the devotees are appreciating me, like, you know, Prabhu, you are the best, like, you know, like arati performer, you are going like this, like, you know, like different kind of, like, you know, like wave forms. So Krishna is so pleased. He is not pleased by those, but rather he is pleased by the love with which we are rendering those services. So though, like, you know, the endeavor is very important, more important than the endeavor, what makes it an endeavor which is endearing to Krishna, which makes him provide his mercy, is the love with which we are rendering the service, not the mere, like, you know, like moving hands and legs and our mouth, like while chanting. So with chanting, like, you know, like again, as we are talking about the like mercy, like aspect, the Maha Mantra, so merciful. Maha Mantra is so merciful. So with all other like Vedic mantras, there are so many rules and regulations we have to follow. There are like particular time and particular like mood, or like, you know, particular purification is needed to chant. But with Maha Mantra, like, you know, there is no place, time and circumstances which is going to be limiting. So we can chant, like, you know, like at any time and any place and any circumstances. So again, like, you know, like we are so fortunate to have received, like, you know, this kind of, like, you know, mercy in abundance. We have like access to the holy name. We have access to the deities. We have access to Srimad Bhagavatam. We have access to Srila Prabhupada's purports. We have access to, like, you know, like all the mercy of like the entire, like, you know, Guru Parampara. They are like after us. They are telling us, Prabhus, Matajis, please come, please take mercy. And we are saying, ah, please wait for some time. I have, like, you know, my own material business to take care of. I will do all this, then I will come and get the mercy. But they are, like, you know, like after us. So let us, like, you know, like on this, like, you know, especially this like Kartik month, because like all the activities which we are, devotional activities which we are going to be doing, is going to be resulting in lot of benefit. Even if we are not, if we still have all this material motivation, like, you know, one devotee, like, you know, very nicely says, like, you know, everyone in this material world, they always listen to a particular radio program. Like, you know, we have like all this FM radio. He says, like, you know, we always are eager to listen to an FM called WIIIFM. We always, like, you know, ask ourselves the question, what is in it for me? Like, you know, that is this WIIFM program, which is 24 hours a day, like, you know, going on in your mind. So if we are, like, you know, even at that particular stage, what is in it for us? Any devotional service we are going to be rendering in this month is going to be, the benefit is going to be multiplied 1000-fold. And if we are going to be taking one step towards Lord Krishna, he is going to be taking 1000 steps towards us. And in this month, he is going to be multiplying it even 1000 times. So one step we are going to be taking closer to Krishna is going to be, like, you know, multiplied to, like, you know, like at least 1,000,000 times. సో లెట్ అస్ ఆన్ దిస్ మంత్ ఆస్పిషియస్ మంత్ లైక్ యు నో లెట్ అస్ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ ద మూడ్ విత్ వి హావ్ టు డెవలప్ ఇన్ రెండరింగ్ లైక్ యు నో ఎనీ డివోషనల్ యాక్టివిటీ విచ్ వి ఆర్ రెండరింగ్ టు ద లార్డ్ సో దట్ వి క్యాన్ రిసీవ్ ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ దట్ మర్సీ ఇస్ ద ఓన్లీ థింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి టేకింగ్ అస్ బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడెడ్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ క్యాన్ ఓన్లీ థింగ్ విచ్ క్యాన్ టేక్ అస్ బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడెడ్ ఇస్ ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఎల్స్ వీ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ రైట్ నౌ ఇస్ జస్ట్ ద టూల్స్ టు రిసీవ్ ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ సో దట్ ఈస్ ద మెడిటేషన్ ఐ వాంట్ లైక్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ టు బి లైక్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ లైక్ లైక్ యాజ్ ద డే లైక్ ప్రోగ్రెసెస్ సో లెట్ మీ స్టాప్ హియర్ సారీ ఐ టుక్ 8 మోర్ మినిట్స్ దెన్ మై అలాటెడ్ టైమ్ లెట్ సీ వెదర్ దెర్ ఆర్ లైక్ ఎనీ లైక్ క్వశ్చన్స్ ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఆర్ ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్స్ వీ వాలంటీర్ ఉరుగయ్య ప్రభు టు లైక్ ఆన్సర్ ద క్వశ్చన్స్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఉరుగయ్య ప్రభు టు లాఫ్ అట్ మై లైక్ ఆన్సర్ సార్ క్లాస్
Hare Krishna. I'm wondering how you can I guess on a practical level accept the mercy more, like the mercy is available but we have to accept it.
Okay, thank you Prabhu. How to accept mercy? This is a great like topic. Before we like accept anything, first of all we need to understand what is the greatness of the mercy which we received. Only like when we understand the true value of something, we will appreciate that and we will be eager to accept the mercy. So the first step is understanding the mercy aspect. Like how, like you know, like when we, that's why it is very important for like all of us to read like Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures regularly, because by reading, going through various pastimes, we can understand how even the greatest of all the demigods, they are asking for something which we have like, you know, so easy access to. Even the demigods, they want to take birth in this Kali Yuga. Though this Kali Yuga is like complete nonsense, but still they are so eager to like, you know, take birth in this Kali Yuga. Why? Because just by chanting the Maha Mantra, like one can like, you know, get out of this material world at once. As Srila Prabhupada mentions like, you know, so many times, how much time it is going to take us to become pure devotees? Less than a fraction of a second. So if we completely accept the mercy of the Lord, then like, you know, we become like pure devotees. We are out of this material world. Though we might be in the material world, we are like out of this material world. So the first step is to make sure that we understand. For us to understand, we need to read the scriptures and see like how great this mercy is. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compares like, you know, like devotional practice of devotional service as like, you know, like gardening. So if the soil is going to be like fertile, we can very easily grow the Bhakti Lata bij. Like, you know, we can grow it so nicely. So what is that condition, making sure that what is that fertility of the soil? Our art has to be like, you know, simple, and our art has to be like, you know, grateful. So whenever one is very simple in their art, and whenever someone is very grateful for whatever they have received, then we can access 100% of the mercy. Otherwise, we are going to be like, you know, receiving 1 trillionth part of the mercy. But even that 1 trillionth part of the mercy is going to make us advance so rapidly in the spiritual life. then what to speak of? Like, you know, getting access to more and more mercy. So I'm not like directly like, you know, like addressing, because this is a like, you know, like big like topic. But if we understand how fortunate we are to receive the mercy and understand the greatness of mercy, and if we cultivate the mood of simplicity and the gratitude, then we will be able to like access the mercy. This is like one particular aspect, but there are like, you know, like multiple like layers to it. So whoop, that is okay, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. I really love your classes, and a really nice, many nice points today. The first point I'd like to appreciate is, at least for my own criteria, you're making a point that if our happiness is going down, it's probably because of offenses, if we have taste. So I appreciate that point the most. But my question is related to Damodar, our endeavor in Krishna's mercy, and related to one point you made in that regard. You said Krishna will test us, you know, if he wants to give us pure bhakti. There, he doesn't give it so easily, so he'll make us many tests. And that came to mind one point I was recently meditating on, is that the spiritual master can only give us so much mercy because, like you said, it's a test. We never tell, in school, we never tell the teacher, can you take my test for me? But it seems like our in my own spiritual life over the years, is that I realized that's what I was doing. If there was any problem with any devotee or any circumstances, you know, spiritual master, can you please fix my problem for me? Can you take my test for me? And I would just like to mention one pastime. Haridas Thakur, he was mistreated by the Muslims and the Hindus. He was in limbo, but still he had the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And after he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he didn't ask Lord Chaitanya, you know, Lord Chaitanya, your God, you stand on VIP, so why won't you let me in the temple of Jagannath Puri? He never said that. He was Nishkama, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama, Ate Vishnu. He was always peaceful. So how do we give up this mentality, you know, of that the spiritual master should babysit me and take all my tests for me? And we see you commit offenses like that and you're never happy. That's a standard, like you were mentioning. So maybe you could expand on that topic a little bit.
Thank you, Prabhu. There are like multiple like aspects to that. Obviously, the trying to be a little careful. Like often, because of our like material conditioning, we take either like, you know, this extreme or the other extreme. Initially, the tendency is that, like, you know, we want the spiritual master to solve like all the problems for us. Then as we progress, like, you know, like as you rightly like pointed out, like we can understand, oh, like, you know, he's not supposed to do all this, so let me do it. But sometimes we tend to carry it to the other extreme. Like, I don't need like my spiritual master. Like, anyways, it might not be the exact thought one might have, but the actions are going to indicate that. So like, let me solve everything by my own. So as we read today, the main like, you know, message we were talking about is how everything is only possible by the mercy. Our own endeavor is just a small thing which is going to bring us that mercy. Like, you know, like we can, like one of the pastime which I've been meditating for the last couple of days is like how the like fruit vendor who was like in like selling fruit, and then Lord Krishna, like after seeing the fruit and he was seeing like all these devotees, they were like, you know, carrying like, you know, like huge like pots of grains and things like that, and they were exchanging it for fruits from the fruit vendor. And Lord Krishna saw that, and like, you know, little baby Krishna, he was saying, wow, like, you know, if I give some grains, the Mataji is going to give me some fruits. So he wanted to get some fruits, so he just like ran inside and like, you know, took some grains in his hand, and he was so excitedly like, you know, running, and he was so tiny. And then as he was running and like, you know, like opening his like hands, most of the grains he carried, like, you know, is gone. So he was just giving the fruit vendor like in a couple of grinds. Like, you know, can you please give me some fruits? And she was so moved by, like, you know, like Lord Krishna's this action. And she was giving so much of like fruits. He cannot like even like in a world. And he was like wobbling around, like, you know, because he was not able to carry. And what was his reciprocation? Yeah, like he just turned like all these remaining fruits into like, you know, like so many different, like, you know, like jewels. But anyways, she had the highest jewel of like, you know, taking direct association of Krishna. That is like much more valuable than whatever like, you know, like other jewels she received. So that is what like, you know, like we are like after. So by our little endeavor, we receive the mercy. So we get, like as we discussed earlier, especially this month, we will get thousandfold benefit, like, you know, 1,000 times 1,000. So we get like a million time, like, you know, like benefit in this month. So that is what, like, you know, we are trying to do. So like our actions should indicate to the spiritual master, because we cannot directly get the mercy of Lord Krishna. So because we are not like, you know, suitable like vessels, but through spiritual master we can receive that mercy in fullness. So when the spiritual master sees, actually, like I was reading like one quote today, like what pleases the spiritual master is not that one is in the like, you know, at the highest form of like bhakti, or like, you know, in the hills or valleys, or one become pure devotee and all those. That is not the one which is pleasing the spiritual master. But what is pleasing to the spiritual master is at any given point in time, whatever capacity we have, are we like acting in our relationship with Guru and Krishna with the sole aim of pleasing Guru and Krishna? So within our capacity, at a particular point in time, our capacity might be very limited. The spiritual master or Krishna doesn't care about that. Like, you know, like as we, like, you know, previously we were discussing about Lord Ramachandra, how like he even appreciated the service of the squirrel. Like, you know, he was not able to do that much. But Lord Ramachandra was appreciating the squirrel on the same level as he appreciated Lord Hanuman. He was carrying, like, you know, big, big boulders and mountains and throwing it in the ocean. And he was doing, actually, in terms of magnitude, like in terms of quantity, he was doing more service than the little squirrel. But Lord Ramachandra, he was appreciating, like, you know, both the squirrel and Lord Hanuman, because he was appreciating the quality of that particular service, the mood of the service. So that is what, like, you know, like we are, like, you know, trying to do. So whatever capacity we might have at that particular point in time, are we like acting in that relationship with Guru and Krishna? What is that acting in relationship with Guru and Krishna means? So are we following the instructions of Lord Krishna as we received it from Srila Prabhupada and our own spiritual master? Because the scriptures are so vast, it has lot of instructions. Many times, many instructions are going to be seemingly contradictory to each other. So the spiritual master understands our own like weaknesses and strengths. And based on the circumstances, the spiritual master might be presenting the instructions in a particular manner. So in essence, like, you know, acting in the relationship with Guru and Krishna means, like, you know, following the instructions of the spiritual master, that is, like, you know, some specific instructions given to us directly. So that is what is going to be, by that effort, the spiritual master is going to be pleased. If the spiritual master is pleased, then, like, you know, the spiritual master is going to be, because as a transparent via medium within the disciplic succession, the spiritual master is going to tell Srila Prabhupada, like, you know, my dear Prabhupada, this devotee, though he is, like, you know, he doesn't have that much capacity, he has so limited capacity, but still he is trying his best. So please accept his service. Then Prabhupada says, like, you know, the grandfather is much more merciful. He says, yes, I will accept the service. Then he offers this to his spiritual master. Like that, like, you know, like all the way to Krishna, like, you know, like our service is going to be, like, you know, like offered. Then Krishna says, okay, all my dear devotees, they are saying that please accept it, and this person, like, you know, whatever services he does or she does is pretty useless, because my devotees are so pleased. Because my devotees are pleased, I am pleased. Because I am pleased, I am going to give, like, you know, him or her my mercy. So that is what, like, you know, like we are like aiming towards. So when we, like, you know, like actually, like, act in that particular platform, we will not commit offenses. We will not take everything for granted. So hopefully, I address the question at least in some degree. Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Anything else? Mataji, Urugaya, Prabhu? Anyone wants to add? Jidantriya, Prabhu? Do you have anything else to add? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you so much for tolerating. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.